Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel. Many folks today are concerned about the future, our nation's leaders, and the direction we are heading. Folks oppose the Republicans' agenda may fear future fascism like that of Hitler's Germany. Folks oppose the Democrats are concerned with the coming communism like that of Stalin's Russia. Jesus has a word for you today in his final parable in Matthew 13. Where he makes it crystal clear that the worst that could befall us if our nation goes entirely off the rails is absolutely nothing compared to the coming end time judgment. Oh, so if you're optimistic about the future, Jesus has a sobering word for you today as well. Jesus says in Matthew 13, verses 47 to 52, "Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." "Have you understood all these things?" Jesus asked. "Yes," they replied. He said to them, "Therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old." That's some ending to Jesus' parables about the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 13. And this one on the net is actually quite strange. It's not a picture we'd expect. When Jesus talks about fishing for men, we think of the disciples who Jesus calls to be fishers of men, going out and pulling men out of the world safely into the boat, into the church where they can be saved. But here the angels are the fishermen. Holy angels are the ones catching men. And the Greek word translated net is found only here in the Bible. It describes a dragnet, the sort of net that would be dropped into the water and sweep up all the creatures. The dragnet grabs every fish in its path indiscriminately. And the fish are you and I, and everyone else at the end of the age. No one escapes. And after we're all taken in, the good ones are collected, but the bad are of no use to God. Do you get the picture? Do you see the gravity of this final parable about the kingdom of heaven? It is a warning to the wicked, to those who are living without concern for a judgment day, living their lives as though there is no God they will one day have to answer to. Jesus gives us quite a graphic picture of what it will be like. The blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Don't ask me to describe what exactly that all means, but it is clearly horrific and the fate of everyone who is not found to be righteous. And I'll first say that I'm glad, because I get tired of the injustices that I see on the news. I want God to make all things right in the end. So much evil has happened in history that does require a just response. On the other way, I don't like it because I don't like the thought of folks that I love enduring that hell for all of eternity. And we may not like it, but our loving Savior said it, and his word never fails. And God's righteous punishment of the wicked does not negate his love. I appreciate the emphasis that folks put on Jesus being loving. I fully agree that Jesus is love, and that he showed us what love is in his coming and dying on the cross, 1 John 4. But Jesus also talked more about hell than anyone else, because part of Jesus loving men is warning us about what awaits us if we refuse to turn to him, refuse to see that our refusal to live for God is what made his cross a necessity. The cross had to take place to pay for our wickedness. What is the difference between the wicked and the righteous when the angels start the separation? Is it that, well, Joel was a pretty nice guy, cared for his family, helped out his neighbors? Is that what the angels will see and then I make the cut? No. Jesus died on the cross for my wickedness and gave me his righteousness the moment I repented of my sin. Do you understand that the cross was for you as well as me? If you will simply turn from evil to Jesus? Jesus asked his disciples, "Have you understood all these things?" Is your answer to that question yes? If you're concerned, walk back through the parables of Matthew 13. They provide a wonderful guide to how we can be sure we're following Jesus. Are you the good soil, receiving the seed, God's word? Are you holding it fast? Or are you like the rocky soil, and you spring up a little bit, but then you're not so excited about Jesus? Or do the worries, riches, and pleasures choke out God's word in your life? Are you seeking to shine your light so others can see your good deeds to God's glory? Are you sowing the seeds of heaven in the lives of your family and neighbors? Here's one. Have you been willing to suffer the wicked weeds growing up around you? And by that I mean having a posture of forgiveness towards folks who offend you. Would those folks agree? Are you living by faith, trusting that despite its seeming insignificance right now, God's kingdom is advancing? And have you found the treasure, the kingdom of heaven, and now see there is nothing else worth investing in? Have you seen Jesus for the treasure he is, the Son of God who left heaven to come to earth to make a wicked person like you righteous? Is Jesus your everything, and now you live a righteous life out of the smile of God? If not, I implore you to turn to Jesus today and to come to church on Sunday. Jesus is speaking to you now. You are not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. And if Jesus is your everything, well, be so glad. You're one of the righteous. And continue to press on in faith. And rest your head on your pillow tonight, knowing that if that dragnet comes, you will be in the presence of your loving, holy God. Remember who you are and who you belong to.